Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, on the line, psychologist, Vietnam veteran, 101st Airborne Division, Vietnam. Going to college after he got back from Vietnam, approached by communists who were trying to recruit disgruntled military personnel. Hey, let's kill cops, let's blow stuff up. Infiltrated them, helped put them in prison. He joins us now. We got loaded phones wanting to talk to Larry, who's on the line with us. His website is Larry101stblogspot.com. I'm Alex Jones. My website's Infowars.com. The next segment, we're going to tell you about a conference he's got coming up in D.C. Larry Grafwall, again, is our guest. Larry, you were finishing a point before we go to calls about the Ayers family and Obama.
Well, I wanted to make the comment that Bill Ayers and Barack Obama were attending the University of Columbia at the same time, which, you know, combined with the fact that this mailman knows of a connection between Barack and the Ayers family while he was an undergrad, tells me that, you know, Bill and Barack have known each other for a lot longer than what either one has been willing to admit. And as a matter of fact, Bill Ayers has acknowledged the fact that he wrote Dreams of My Father as a ghostwriter. So,
I mean, these guys are basically family.
Oh, yes.
Because they're very proud of the son of Frank Marshall Davis. What do you think of that theory?
Well, you know, if you look at the pictures side by side, it makes a lot of sense. Barack looks more like Frank Marshall Davis than he does a Barack Obama.
And he says there was his grandfather would take him over there every week, and that there was this weird unspoken thing between his grandfather and Frank Marshall Davis. I mean, what are you doing taking your kid over to some weird communist pornographer's house every week?
Well, keep in mind, too, that grandfather had worked for the CIA. And when his daughter became pregnant, it makes sense that he wouldn't have wanted a connection, a family connection to Frank Marshall Davis, who was a known and avowed communist. So, you know, making this arrangement for Barack Obama Sr. to be named as the father, it suddenly makes sense. And also the fact that it's alleged that on the birth certificate it says father unknown, which would also make sense, wouldn't it? You know, I highly recommend that video. And as a matter of fact, Joel has given me some of those, and I've been sending them out to people that aren't aware of it. I think it's...
It's not hype that people should get the video, Dreams of My Real Father, that we have discounted at InfoWarsShop.com, because, I mean, when I first was told 2-3 months ago by Jerome Corsi, it's not even officially out yet, folks, but they gave it to us first. Very nice to do that, so we're selling it now. It's not even out until the 24th. When I first heard this from Corsi, because Corsi's like, oh, my gosh, the whole thing, the reason they put out that he was born there, the reason his wife said he was born there, the reason that for 16 and a half years they said in his PR releases he was from Kenya, and then we couldn't, you know, and then we're like, hey, you said you were born in Kenya. That was all the cover stories. He's really Frank Marshall Davis's son. I'm like, yeah, let me see the film. But I saw the film, and it is chillingly convincing in my view.
Yes, my opinion, too, especially when you see the photograph side by side. I mean, It's pretty obvious that you know, that there's more likelihood of a relationship between Frank Marshall Davis and Obama than there is Barack Obama.
Well, there's the voice, there's the same freckles. I mean, yeah. You can tell when somebody's daddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there's the fact that he talks about him for thousands of words in his book.
Yes.
And then there's the mother posing for the photos, and it's the same couch. Very convincing. I tell you, folks, the film's available right now, InfoWarsShop.com. You also support us and the filmmaker when you get it. Get a free citizen rule book with it. We're going to come right back, go to phone calls, and a final segment with our guest. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to hurry through phone calls with our guest, Larry Graffwald. If you just joined us, he infiltrated the Weathermen, helped send them to prison. They now basically run the White House for all intents and purposes. And I want to go to your phone calls, but what are some ways that they could try to take over? Because as far as I see, Mitt Romney is not opposing him. And they're out saying Mitt Romney's a felon and needs to be arrested. And Mitt Romney's rolling around the ground saying, please don't be mean to me. He won't even go after him on Fast and Furious. He wants, you know, Condi Rice, Miss Abortion in there. I mean, I don't see any opposition to Obama. And right now, it looks like I guess they may just put Obama back in. What should we, because I had Joseph Fair on last week of Rolling Out Daily. He's back on next week. And it made some national news when he said, if Obama gets back in, we're going to be hunted down like dogs. And Farrell wouldn't just say that if he didn't think that. He's getting audited and had a drone over his rural house. I get threats and stuff. I don't want to give attention to it because I don't care. Let me know I'm doing the right thing. But, Larry, you've been around these people. Could they stage a false flag event and blame it on domestic groups like Oklahoma City, on patriot groups? We know they did the last one, OKC, from all the witnesses I've talked to. What type of tricks do you think they could do or get us into a war? I mean, is Obama more dangerous before the election or after the election? Will they go quietly? Will they? Because, I mean, this is a bold group that's willing to blow up police stations. And they're in control now. So what can we expect them to try to do?
Well, I think you know, you also have to consider the fact that Barack Obama has compared himself to the greatest presidents in our history, including Abraham Lincoln. So this guy's image of himself and his ego is quite large. And I suspect that if by chance Mitt Romney does manage to win the election, that there's a real possibility that our president will come up with some kind of emergency that requires the declaration of martial law and the negation of the election results. And I realize that that may sound absurd to some people, but you've got to measure his associations and his ego with what the possibilities are. And I don't think that they're willing to give up the power that they have willingly.
Wow.
I also believe that you could be right. At any kind of events that justify martial law again will allow these camps that have been built in these prisons to come into use. I mean, I saw a program on TV not long ago that was showing a prison that had been built, I believe it was in Nebraska, that was totally empty. This was a prison built by the federal government, state of the art, and nothing's there. The community's kind of disappointed because they expected a boost to the economy.
Oh, yeah, we've got one up here in Taylor with nobody in it. And see, that's what's incredible about this is everything they planned back in college with their PhDs, they're now in control. And again, people don't think you're overstating it. Everybody in their gut can feel it. That's why 2, 3, 4, 5 million guns a month are being sold. In surveys, national surveys, they say, why are you buying guns? We don't trust the government. And I want to warn the communists and their banker financiers. You're not going to get away with this. I mean, I want to give people a newsflash. I mean, Larry's a combat veteran, a psychologist now. He's analyzing the megalomania of these people. And we were talking during the break, you know, about, my gosh, we may be lined up against the same wall, but obviously we're not just going to sit here and be lined up against a wall.
Absolutely. They may get me, but it's going to be an all day job, so they better bring a lunch. and I hope that other people feel the same way. And it's time for the so-called silent majority to wake up and start to take our country back. You know, this move towards world government and allowing our country to come under the control of the UN is very real. This Law of the Seas treaty that basically is going to take away our right to govern our own international waters or our coastal waters is just absurd.
Did you see the CNBC where they came out and said we're slaves to world government now and all this?
Yeah, and they believe that. They're, you know, look at this, that they're going to have this UN meeting about weapons. They call it small arms treaty. And they put Iran in it.
And they admit that they're going to register all the guns under the treaty under UN orders. It's insane.
Well, that's the way to get around our Constitution, by saying now we're obliged to do this because of the treaty with the UN.
But Larry, doesn't this feel like a dream that we've got a guy who grew up and hangs out with the weatherman? We've got socialist health care.
No, it's not a dream, Alex. It's a nightmare.
Exactly. I mean, I'm just saying it doesn't feel real. And we're just waiting for the other shoe to drop here.
I mean, if you would have asked me this question 20 years ago, I would have laughed. And yet, here he is. Barack Obama's not only friends with Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers, who are admitted domestic terrorists, but Jeff Jones is part of, I can't remember which group it is, but he's been an advisor on the economic stimulus.
Sure.
And the Obamacare.
Well, sure. Now they're putting Al-Qaeda in charge as well in Libya and Syria. I'm no fan of Assad or Gaddafi, but these groups are five times worse.
Yes. The Muslim Brotherhood is now in charge of Egypt, and we're supposed to think that that's a better thing. And make no mistake, if they can destroy Israel, they will. So, you know, that just goes without saying. If you give Iran the bomb, Israel is gone. I mean, forget any threat on the United States, which if they get a missile that'll reach our shores, they'll use it on us too.
Well, it's just crazy that I'm told give up all my rights because of Al-Qaeda, and then there they are putting them in charge in countries. I'm going to have to keep you to the bottom of the hour. I want to plug your conference that's coming up, but we've got to go to calls right now. Tell folks about the conference you've got coming up.
Well, it's next Thursday. That's July the 19th at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. It's sponsored by Cliff Kincaid and America's Survival, and it's essentially titled The Vetting of Obama, Radical Islam and the Soros Connection. And what we're going to do is hopefully vet Obama, which, of course, the mainstream media has not even attempted to do. Gilbert's going to be there, the person who produced the video that we were talking about, Dreams of My Real Father.
Yeah, everybody needs to go to that and say hi to Cliff Kincaid. I want to get him back on the show, but you know, I go on Japanese, British TV, national U.S. TV, CNBC. I mean, I've been on literally almost everything. And I've been on Russia Today because, you know, I can do it on Skype. He put an article out saying, I think Jones is a dupe of the Kremlin now because he's criticizing all these new wars. This is, I don't want our country to go bankrupt. But, I mean, Kincaid's a good guy. He cares about the country. But just tell him I said hi because he's so funny. Joel Gilbert, great guy. We're carrying his film. Let's go to some calls quickly here. We'll go to Elaine. Then we'll go to Matt and others. Julio, there in Illinois as well. Elaine, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
I'm honored, truly honored to be with two of my greatest heroes.
Thank you.
This is wonderful. Now I'll ask my question. With all this credible legal evidence against Bill Ayers, Bernadine, et cetera, why aren't they all in the FEMA camps right now? Is it our legal system that infiltrated or intimidated? I'll hang up and get my answer.
Now, that's a good question. Larry, when the police get these new manuals saying the founders are bad and returning vets are terrorists and gun owners are evil, I mean, I've talked to police. I think that's finally waking them up.
Yes, I do, too. You know, especially the people who believe in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. The reason that the weathermen were not prosecuted was on a legal technicality. The evidence was thrown out because, according to the court, it was obtained illegally. And as a matter of fact, two FBI agents, Miller and, Lord, I forget his name, Deep Throat, what was his name? Come on.
It doesn't matter. It's on record. Yeah.
Well, anyway, they were prosecuted and convicted. I testified at their trial for the defense. Mark Felt and Ed Miller, two FBI agent supervisors. So, you know, you talk about an irony. The weathermen walked free, and the agents that were protecting our country were prosecuted and convicted. Ronald Reagan pardoned them.
But exactly, again, you can kill police and you don't get in trouble. Again, these communists are backed by powerful people, is my point.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And they right now, because we haven't really fought against them, they're succeeding. I think the vast majority of Americans are patriots. And if they wake up to what's happening, I think it'll be.
Yeah, I think Fast and Furious has almost done that. We're going to break in 40 seconds, but Matt in California, what's your question? We'll come back and answer it. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, Larry. Yeah, wasn't Andrew Breitbart going to be putting out wasn't he going to put out a video with Obama and Bill Ayers together? Isn't that why he was suicided?
No, he said he met with Ayers, which was crazy. Rest in peace, and that he was going to break this big news. He knows it never really came out. I mean, that was clearly. Well, we're going to get Mr. Grafwall's take on that on the other side. One more little segment, a few more calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99. And get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is the end of our interview with Larry Grafwall, but his website's linked up at InfoWars.com. I want to hurry to a few callers here, but just briefly, Breitbart, I mean, when they said within less than 2 hours, natural causes, go back to sleep, he was supposed to release this stuff of Obama at communist meetings the next morning, then they 3 weeks later released some milquetoast thing with a professor. What do you think was happening there?
Well, I think ironically, I talked to Andrew Breitbart the night that he went to dinner, that dinner party with Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayer. He called me to get information about those two characters. And during that conversation, told me that he was going, he was creating a documentary, and that he was going to be getting back in touch with me. I know I've talked to some people who are associates of Breitbart, and they assure me that his death was not a murder. He did die of natural causes. But I too am suspicious, because after he makes the statement that he's going to release all of this information, he died. What, about a week later or 2 weeks later?
By the way, we just showed a photo. It's Tucker Carlson and the reporter that confronted me at Bilderberg with them at the party. Very interesting, Tucker Carlson. Let's go to a caller here real quick. Eric in Mississippi, thanks for holding. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hello. My question is to Mr. Larry would be, being here in Mississippi, I was looking months ago at all the new militia movement, you know, over the last few years. And I was wondering, what are your thoughts on how infiltrated are these, are all these things? And second, in after the UN gun ban and all, if they go for a rollout in the rural areas, what do you think they'll opt for? Just bankrupt and starve out, or?
Yeah, no, I think it's a bankrupt, starve out. That's always the communist model, and that's what they're setting up for. Larry, comments on that?
That's, I agree, and it, you know, there's possibilities that that individuals in groups will be signaled out, and you know, there'll be some kind of violent confrontation. But for the most part, I think it'll be isolation, and you know, bankrupt them, discredit them, you know, with, and use IRS audits and things like that.
Or stage events and blame it on us. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. You're on the air with our guest, Larry Graffwald. Go ahead.
I think Chicago is primed for a false flag attack. I remember the story came out in September, but with Fast and Furious, there's a little sting out in Indiana where the ATF allowed a gun shop in Indiana to let guns be purchased by gang members, and it was then shifted into Chicago and given to the Chicago gangs. And then the reason I bring this up,
that's right,
is
Fast and Furious is arming gangs all over the country.
And the reason I bring this up is because the sugar daddy, Rahm Emanuel, we all know, former chief of staff of Obama, they're going to set up, obviously, this militarized police state zone in the city. So I wanted to ask your guest his thoughts on maybe Chicago being it, because I think from a psychological and sociological perspective, if they have a false flag in Chicago, it's quote-unquote Barry Satoro, Obama's hometown, happening under
so they can grandstand as saviors there. A good question. What do you think of Emanuel and the Chicago Mafia?
Oh, well, I mean, we all know about Chicago politics, and it's been that way, pardon me, for decades. And as far as Chicago being the epicenter, I think it'll depend upon, you know, what events transpire in other locations in the country. They're going to use events to their benefit. Who was it, Rahm Emanuel?
Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
That's right. That's right.
I want to ask you a question, or to repeat what you said as a psychologist, as a combat veteran, and with a lot of life skills, street skills as well, in the minute we have left, Larry. We were talking during the break, and so-called liberals, because so-called conservatives have their problems too, but when you watch MSNBC or you read their books, all they do is talk about how smart they are and how dumb everyone else is.
Yes.
And I mean, are they not on average typecasting them? Egomaniac power trippers? They're not even really liberals.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And the I think the absolute epitome of that was Chris Matthews after the election making that comment about when Barack Obama speaks, he gets a tingle up his leg. And I wonder if he realized how stupid that sounded. But, of course, in his arrogance, he thinks that he's, you know, one of the smartest people in the country.
That's like a mutual admiration society.
Yes, self-mutual admiration society. I agree.
Larry, let me say bye to you during the break. We're going to come back with Shooter Jennings' song that he does to use in our Police State 4 film, The Summer of Rage. That's, of course, Waylon Jennings' son, and then we're going to go to more of your calls and a bunch of news straight ahead. Larry, let me say bye to you during the break here.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, a tree to the ground, shutter from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound. Masks, the couture in the summer of rage. The building mass graves within the states. You and I, they'll vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out police state. just guide us. Speak loud when they try to silence. Withhold when they try to fight us.
His album came out a couple of years ago. That's in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. See, they wanted this all to be one-dimensional, like either you're against the police and military or you're for them, or you're either left or you're right. It's about truth. It's about each issue, what's right and wrong. And it's more sophisticated than that. Our police and military are under the control of different bureaucracies, different systems that are special interest and want to grow. But at the heart of all of this, there are people that want to end our society as you know it and bring in a communist collective, which are the most horrible systems the world has ever seen. And, you know, there's the famous case of the New York Times writer who was a communist. I forget his name. The story's famous. He's over in the Ukraine, and the communists have just killed 10 million people, and he's surveying how wonderful it is. And he says to the other American communists, well, they've killed 10 million people in just a year. They're killing millions more. And he goes, well, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And he said, yeah, but where's the omelet? Well, let me add to the quote. It's not about omelets or eggs. It's about breaking eggs. These people love running other people's lives. And I was saying bye to Larry Grathwall, and I said, what's up next for you? And he said, well, I'm following Bill Ayers. See, I couldn't go to dinner with Bill Ayers. I physically couldn't be around him. There would be a confrontation. He's just such a cowardly little piece of trash, sending people out to like just, I mean, you know what? If a cop killed somebody in your family and did it wrong, got away with it, and then got justice one way or another, that's one thing. But to just blow up some police sergeant for no reason because you're going to start the revolution, it's just sick. And I was asking him, because he's a psychologist, about the psychology of these people, and he said he's going to follow them around, but that takes support. And so I'd love to see those YouTube videos. You got to get somebody to go with you with a camera. It'll have a lot bigger effect if you do that, Larry. But people can go to your website and donate so that you can follow Bill Ayers around as he goes and speaks at universities and places and is hailed as a really sexy, cool hero. So tell us briefly about that.
Well, in fact, I have had a couple of occasions to be in the same room with Bill at various universities, and I've stood in line for my opportunity to ask him questions, and he always manages to end the question and answer session and duck out the back door. So he knows who I am, although he claims he doesn't know me. But anyway, I would ask people to donate if they can. My objective is to appear where he appears, and given the opportunity, I intend to confront him with some difficult questions concerning the contradictions that exist in his activities today and what I know he did in the past.
Well, we got a lot of We Are Changers out there who are for real change, who go confront these globalists. Maybe they can email you and hook up with you and help you, because that's what we do. That's what I've pioneered, is going and asking real questions of these people at point-blank range, like Janet Reno and countless others for what they did at Waco, where they were trying to kick off a government attack, picking a group they thought would be unpopular. Briefly, what's your view on Waco?
Waco, I think the government overreacted. I'm not sure that I agree with David Karish, was his name?
No, of course. That's what I'm saying. They picked a group that they knew was unpopular to roll out their Southern Poverty Law Center attack on, groups that were anti-government. It was an attempt to open up, not like a war on drugs, but like a war on patriots. So, yes, they picked, a group that they could demonize.
And the process wound up killing a good number of people. The tactical application of what they did had certain predictability, in my opinion, and that was that the Branch Davidians were going to resist, and that there was a very good likelihood that a lot of them were going to die. has it taken to sit there and wait for them people to eventually come out peacefully?
Well, Koresh went into town every day. They had multiple businesses. He jogged off the property every morning.
Yes. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. It wasn't necessary.
Well, we got the ATF documents where they wanted to get, they were about to get their agency cut or their funding cut, and so they wanted a big PR stunt.
And that's what you're talking about when you say that there's vested interest. There's certain organizations, including law enforcement, that are so intent upon making a name for themselves that they forget what their real purpose is. And, you know, they ride around in cars that say to protect and serve. Well, what about protection? That has to be the focus, and burning that place down, or the activities that resulted in the place burning down, were predictable. And why didn't the FBI and the government agencies just sit there and wait? That would have been the smart thing to do.
But they wanted to start a war against the cults, which they were going to segue into conservatives, returning veterans. I mean, that was the plan, and it failed. And that's what really started the current big liberty movement, was Waco. Oklahoma City was the White House answer to that. Now that's out in the open that was a staged event. Larry, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you for having me, and I'm willing to come back anytime. You have a good day, and thanks again.
Thank you. Say hi to Kincaid for me.
I will.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I meant to go an hour with that gentleman, but that was a riveting interview. What a real guy right there. And saved a lot of lives, helping bring down those scum, even if Bill Clinton let him out of prison. But it's just amazing that I've had cops literally more than 50 times, and FBI and informants. I'll be signing DVDs at a film showing, and they walk over and go, "Hey, you want to blow up some buildings?" And you look at them, and it's like an informant or a cop. You just go, "Man, come on, you idiot." And, you know, the next step of that is framing us. And that's what's so frustrating. I'm the last person that wants a shooting war with the government. But if the government is communist, globalist run and tries to take this country over, there's no alternative but to resist it. And that's why I want to warn the police and military now. They plan on destroying you in this civil war and us in the process, because they see us as the same people. They hate you because they know deep down you love freedom in America. None of us are perfect, but they know you're not a globalist control freak criminal like them, and you're their enemy. That's why they want us to kill each other. Think like they do. Think more sophisticated. Understand what's happening here. Do you understand how close we are to not being on the radio, martial law, and going to the next phase? And I'll say right here on air, I don't plan to be like Travis at the Alamo, you know, out there in some assault. But, you know, Travis was where he was at, and they came to him. Now, this stuff all collapses, folks. I'm not going to be out there like Rambo trying to lead people around in some type of, you know, fight. I'm fighting in the info war right now. And I'm just praying that we can turn this thing around. But if the military and police, with the PR and peer pressure, go with the roundup plans and try to go out and arrest people and try to take us to FEMA camps for re-education and for a lot of us to get raped, tortured, and killed, you're going to be resisted. So you get what you deserve. Remember that. Think about what I'm saying here. If you join these people through willful ignorance or peer pressure, or saying, "Oh, well, you know, it couldn't be true," and, "Oh, yeah, the right-wingers or libertarians are really blowing stuff up, so we got to arrest them," when it's the criminals that took over the government that are doing it. If you go along with them at that point, you have absolutely sold yourself, your family, your country down the tubes. And by the way, you're probably going to get killed too. Because once you start attacking veterans and conservatives, libertarians, who are professional, controlled, focused people, once you draw first blood and start something, it's going to be open season, and I would not want to be you. And that's why police say, "Oh, we're not going to confiscate guns." No, sir. A, because you know it's the Second Amendment. You know it's tyranny if they do it. But deep down, B, you know it's a death warrant. You might as well go jump off a cliff without a parachute if you try that. Well, but here's what's going to happen. They've degenerated the inner city neighborhoods. They have brought in the drugs. They have broken down the culture with the MTV and all the rest of it. They're doing it to everybody, but particularly black folks. And I've seen gun confiscation start in the black neighborhoods of New Orleans and move on to the next place. So they'll say, oh, there's gangbanging, everything's falling apart. People will be begging you in to take the guns. That will set the precedent. So don't tell me you'll never confiscate guns. If they get you in peer pressure and they frame it the right way and there's looting going on, that'll set the precedent, prime the pump. And it'll be like putting, you know, gasoline in an engine that's got water in it. It'll be sputtering and banging. And sure, most areas, the police and military will say no. Turns out a lot of regular army did say no at Katrina. That just never made it on the news. They showed units that would do it on the news to try to acclimate everyone. Then the ABC reporter that was part of that report went to Iraq and got his face blown off. Woodward, he's already back on the air. The point is, yeah, that was his bad luck for being part of that. The point is that this is real, ladies and gentlemen. I get up every day and look at my children and think about, man, I have endangered you doing this, my whole family. We are on the front lines. I look at my little innocent children, and I think, but then I realize, hey, they have no future if we don't beat these people anyways. And I'll be honest, if there was some free continent with freer people and I could immigrate and be accepted, I would leave right now, even though my family goes back, like many of your families, to the first colonies here, you know, the Mayflower, all of it. And the founding of Texas, and I'm an American 110%, and I love this country, but I'll be honest, we're in such bad straits. If there was a place that wasn't run by these globalists or didn't have its own tyranny, I would be gone right now. Gone. There is nowhere to run. The only place to run is straight at them. The only place to run is straight at them. You understand that? The only place to run is straight at them. Straight at them. And I'll give you the football analogy. It's well known. You go 110%, that means harder than you thought you could go. People make fun of 110%. They go, well, they've hypnotized weightlifters, and they can bench press 100 pounds extra if they hypnotize them. They can squat 200 pounds more. Oh, you can only squat 600? Here, hypnotize 800 with hypnosis and other things. You can only bench press 400? Now you can bench press 400, 500 in some studies. They put people on drugs before and hypnotize them, and they bench press 200 pounds more than they thought they could. It's the same thing. You go 90%, you're going to get injured. You go 80%, you're going to get injured. You go 50%, you're going to get injured. You've got to go 110%. And then you're going to find out there is a 10% above that and above that and above that. And, folks, if you can't even get out, and by the way, today's the last day to go out and hang up Obama posters. I'm going to extend it through Monday because I got behind with a bunch of stuff and I want to be able to judge it. So last day to get them in is Monday. Hang up the Obama posters, the action of being on the street, saying no to the tyranny, getting involved. Do that. And you win $10,000. But, I mean, just the idea of bullhorning for the first time or handing out DVDs for the first time or making your own YouTube video speaking out on something doesn't mean you have all the answers. Doesn't mean you're not going to get attacked. You've got to take those first steps. I know those first steps are the hardest because a lot of people don't respect themselves. Let me tell you something. You are the answer. Okay? You are the people that are going to have to beat this. They could pull their kill switch now. They're getting everybody ready for it in the news. They could shut me off tomorrow. They could nuke a major city, grandstand. You're going to see your neighbors put candles out front their houses and say, I know you said Obama was going to do it, or I've just got to get behind them because of the hype. When that hype comes down, you have got to say no at that point. I want to go back to a subject I mentioned at the start of the show, and I said I'd do a whole talk on this today. Perhaps I should just do it in the first hour of the show on Sunday. I was talking about Kingdom of the Robots because there was this article out of CBS News, Navy beginning to implement underwater drones in the Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. Now, they've always had drones for 30-plus years. They had them in World War II. They had remote-controlled aircraft. The Germans did as well. But the point is, there's air drones, there's sea drones, there's surface drones, there's UGVs. And we cover that in our drone shot down over Texas video. Just search that. You'll find it. pretty amazing video. But the point is, this is the kingdom of the robots. This is where humans are taken out of the equation. And I'll pledge you this. I'll be here Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and I will talk about dehumanization, how we're being taken out of the decision process and being minimized coming up on Sunday's show. And then I'm not going to really be taking off. I'm going to be working some, but I've been planning to go to Colorado for a week and a half to do some investigations and things, and also take some at least my son along, because he keeps wanting to go to Colorado so I can work on the road and do both. But then the engine blew up on the old bus we got, so but I don't want to cancel the guest host we've got next week. So John B. Wells, J.B. Wells is doing Monday, and then Mike Adams is doing Tuesday, but we're going to have a special report one of those hours. I think it'll be Tuesday with Mike Adams, so those are just 2 hours. But we need to let Mike know that, because I know he's booking guests right now. So program note there. More news coming up. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer.
But the fool on the hill sees the world turning round. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. God, just look at these headlines. DHS emergency power extended, including control of private telecom systems. where they can just hack in and the government can take everything over. If you have a central switch, that could allow enemies, of course the enemies have taken over, to take it over. I mean, just creating one of these switches allows this to happen. Amazing. And how long have we warned you about that? Woman convicted of battery for pat-down of TSA worker. That's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPanda.com. Action was protest against invasive groping, which included her genitals being touched. But, again, government gropes you, not the other way around. This is all re-education camp training, literally, where they tell you freeze and all the rest of it. It's your prisoner training. And it's bipartisan, folks. It's not just the communist arm of this of the Democratic Party. And all of you out there that think collectivism and the Democratic Party's cute, folks, you're like Stalinistic dupes. And, again, Condi Rice, oh, she's at the top of the list for VP, and she supports abortion. I meant to get to that clip. Guys, do you have the Mitt Romney flip-flopping on abortion? Yeah, we're going to go ahead and play that here because it just illustrates the fact that this is the guy that when it comes to really taking action, kind of like Justice Roberts, they're going to deliver the globalist takeover because the bankers want the collectivism. Here is that clip.
So when asked, will I preserve and protect a woman's right to choose, I make an unequivocal answer, yes.
No, I'm saying I changed my mind, and you can look at my record as governor, and you can see in my record as governor that I have consistently been pro-life. I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain and support that law.
I will be a pro-life president. I'll appoint you.
So when I ran for office, I was effectively pro-choice. I didn't call myself pro-choice, but I said I...
Just like I've been a pro-life governor.
I believe, based on what I read, that the world is getting warmer.
That's enough. You know... Notice he said he's going to get rid of the health care law, but now he's like, well, the Supreme Court has spoken, and it's not a tax. Let me support Obama. Obama's like, yeah, you're a criminal. He's be arrested. Now, that's not very sweet. I mean, he's laying down to Obama. I wish Mitt Romney was better than Obama. I never believed in lesser two evils. I'm so desperate, I'd go for it. It isn't. This is what the elite wants. This is what they get, and we're headlong down the rat hole. And now, Condi Rice... Drudge broke this yesterday. Big international story. Condi Rice is at the top of the bill right now to be Der Fuhrer, to be the VP for Romney. And it is just thoroughly, thoroughly disgusting. And again, I keep getting IMs and comments and seeing this. I get these questions. Under executive order, entitled Assignment of National Security Emergency Preparedness Communications Functions, Obama has enabled the executive branch to control communications under all circumstances to ensure national security. That's a quote, effectively manage emergencies and improve national defense. And then they went on to ask me, Alex, why are you not covering this? Okay, I cover it every day. But the people on YouTube, they didn't see it in that one video. So it must mean I've never talked about it. So I apologize that I've never talked about the kill switches being put in that I've been covering since 1996 that they're now getting ready to go operational with. So I apologize for being right as usual. Because even when I'm right, I'm wrong. You know how it is. It's bad to be right. I apologize. I apologize. And I guess I'm not conservative because I don't like abortion.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.